Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to Raven Radio. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth.
Hi. Today we're going to
be talking like a virus. I just can't seem to shake her. She's always with me.
I haven't shaken the head cold thing, so I apologize now for any phlegm that may sound like it's flying in your direction.
It should be an interesting show. Two seasons. I hope our guest authors are up for talking.
Yes, today we'll be talking with author and clairvoyant advisor Melissa Alvarez. If I pronounce that wrong, I'm really sorry. She'll be taking calls and doing live readings. She'll also be talking with us about her book, so we're really excited to have her.
Let's see. Is Melissa with us?
Yes, I'm here.
And I didn't hang up on you. Look at that.
No, I'm here.
Yay, Mandy's learning the controls.
You know, they put those buttons really close when you're not paying attention.
That's true, they do.
Actually, I can make fun of her because I don't have control over the whole radio show thing, which is probably for the best because I get mad with power.
Well, let's let all our listeners know that they can call in today at 646-595-3998. That's a New York number, so long-distance charges apply. And apparently you can be on Internet Explorer, and you'll see a little orange flashing click to listen. And I don't know where the click to talk button is. If you find it, you tell me. But, yes. So welcome, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Are you kidding? Without you, we wouldn't even have a live show. You had us on, and we saw how great it was, and we decided... we need to be live. So,
yeah, it's a lot of fun to do the show. I really enjoy doing them.
Yeah. Now we do have a caller waiting in the queue here, but I just wanted to get you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself first.
Well, I'm an author. Write paranormal romantic suspense. I'm also a clairvoyant advisor. I've been psychic since I was 14. It took many years for me to understand my abilities and, you know, come to grips with them because, you know, some psychics say, you know, oh, nothing's scary. Well, to me, I was terrified half the time because I didn't understand what was going on. But I think that was part of the learning process for me. And now I do readings online and I write and I have 7 horses and 3 kids and I don't know what else.
Oh, my goodness.
And you do not only, like, what would you call it, future prediction, but also past life
readings. Yeah, I do past life readings. I do clairvoyant readings. I do dream interpretations, and I do tarot. But I find that most, like, what we'll do today is clairvoyant. I will do past life readings today, but as far as the cards, I don't really like to do those live because it takes more... I have to put more into that. Clairvoyant, it's like boom, 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 boom. I see it. I know what's happening, and I'm like a vessel. I just pass the information along. One thing I will say before we start, if anybody wants to call and find out what their boyfriend, girlfriend, ex, whatever is doing, I won't read anybody without their permission. Now, the reason for this is because I was actually talking to Eva St. Croix the other day, and she asked me, you know, why do I do this? And it was funny because Sally Painter, who is also an EC author, I'm real good friends with her, and we had just been discussing this very thing. I don't read people without their permission, first of all, because I wouldn't want someone else reading me.
Right.
Now, I've also had in the past, now I used to do that when I first started doing readings online, I would read other people. And then I had a guy, I don't remember all the details now, but I read the girl and I read the guy for the girl, and he came back at me furious. And I'm like, you know what? It's not right. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So, and I was discussing that with Sally. Now, I don't hardly ever recommend other psychics just because, you know, for me, they got to have a really high criteria. Sally's giving away a free reading, so I'm going to give her a plug right now because this is the first time she's done this.
Yeah.
She's an excellent, excellent psychic, so if you want a really accurate reading, check out her site at sallypainter.com. She's doing a contest. I don't know when it ends or anything,
yeah,
but you can win a reading.
She's she's actually going to be joining us at the end of the month with the Hussies when they come on, and we're going to have to rope her into coming on by herself and doing some readings.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you think you're getting out of coming back. You're not. We're making you come back, too. Okay, let's go ahead to the line. We've got a caller here.
Sure.
Oh, if I can get it unmuted. Hi, welcome to the Raven. Where are you calling from?
Hi, calling from New York.
Okay, what's your name?
Jennifer.
And did you have questions for Melissa?
Yes, I did, actually, for
okay.
a reading.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. You were making me nervous because you're like, I'm not talking about boyfriends, but I don't
I
actually want to...
from your perspective, not from his.
Yeah, I have two guys who are pursuing me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to, you know, half the time I think one has the upper hand, half the time I think the other one does, and... just trying to get some guidance on the things I should be looking for that really are the important things that are going to matter.
Okay, the first thing I'm seeing about this, the one that you met second
mm-hmm.
is the one who's truer to your heart. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the one you want to pay more attention to. And not that... Just listen carefully to what each of them are saying, okay? Because from your perspective, you tend to kind of ignore, like you'll let it gloss over because you're listening to what you really want to hear, not what's actually being said. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does quite
okay.
a bit.
And that especially applies to the first one that you met, okay?
Okay.
Does that help?
That helps immensely. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Jennifer.
Yes. Thank you very much. All right. The number to call in is 646-595-3998. Again, New York number, long-distance charges apply. We really need that on loop because you know me, I'm sick of saying that. Okay.
As soon as you get it recorded, though, they'll change the number on you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, no longer long-distance.
I don't know if they changed the numbers. Since I started mine, it's had the same number.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you go to doing the pre-recording. It'll...
Until I tried to call this number to call in for the show the last time we did it, and I was like, oh, that's not the one I call. So,
yeah, you have a different
one. Yeah, 646-595-3998. We also have the live chat session going as well. Feel free to ask a question in there, too. I know not everyone, you know, we have listeners overseas, and... All right, big shout out to you guys in Turkey again because you won the most downloads of the podcast last time, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with everywhere. Michelle's been hitting Belgium up for chocolate. They have yet to send her some.
That would be good. Send me a dish.
I think
you got it.
It's probably going to Mandy's address, and she's like, no,
nothing
came for you.
No, nothing came. No,
another thing, too, while you're talking about people posting onto the messages,
yes.
Some people don't like, you know, it like bothers them to talk to me. Not to talk to me specifically, but to, you know, call and ask a psychic a question.
Right.
They're not really comfortable with that. I can, when I do email readings or just questions like passed from the message board through you guys to me, I'm reading their energy. So I'm still able to do the reading regardless of how the question comes in.
Okay, good.
Okay, so just so everybody knows that.
Yes, and again, you can contact us through the chat session going on. If you go to the RavenHappyHour.com, and you click on, you know, the live radio link there, you're going to see the page, and you're going to see all the info on how to get there. Just follow the links. We've left little breadcrumbs so you can find us. And, again, I know this is redundant, but 646-595-3998. Now, while we have a break in callers, Melissa, can you tell us a little bit about the books that you write?
I write Paranormal Romantic Suspense.
Mm-hmm.
The first book that, and it's out right now through Caradwyn Press, is Night Visions. And that's the first book in a three-book series that I haven't finished the other two yet, and people have been asking me, when are you going to do that one? I promise I'm getting back to it. I just haven't gotten to it yet, which is about ghosts and a curse. And it's a 200-year-old curse, and there's three people, you know, featured, one in each book, who will ultimately be able or try to be able to break the curse to set the spirits that are trapped free. But it's, you know, it's stalking. It's, you know, this girl's life is on the line. It's very, I write the way that I like to read. I like suspenseful page turners, so I try to write that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
would you consider your a romance? Because I know it's with Caradwyn Press, and they do
romance.
They are
yeah,
romance.
It's romance. But it's heavy on the suspense, so.
And you write under a pen name, right?
Yes, Ariana Dupree.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because we didn't want to try it.
What? Right?
We didn't want to try it.
You both were talking at the same time. I missed it.
Yeah, we're glad you said it and pronounced it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny how I got that name. I wrote my first book in 2001, and it was a nonfiction book, The Phoenix's Guide to Self-Renewal, mm-hmm. and it was basically a motivational self-help book that I did for myself when I was losing weight and exercising and all this. And so many people liked it, you know, that I ended up making them for other people. Well, I was sitting there one day, and I'm like, you know, I want to do my psychic stories, you know, based on my experiences, but I want to publish them. And then I just heard, like, okay, Ariana Dupree, that's who you have to write under. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So I wrote the name down, and it took, what, 4 or 5 years before I ever used the name? But it came to me like that when I was doing the other book. Now, the nonfiction, I write under Melissa Alvarez.
Mm-hmm.
Fiction is Ariana Dupree, just so you can keep them straight.
Yeah, that is a good idea, definitely. Now, you had quite a bit in a hand, I think personally, in bringing a lot of these nonfiction psychic-like books into the ebook arena, too, personally, I think. I know that Little Circle is very big in it, but from what I was reading about you, you were very big involved with the New Dimensions, is it?
New Age Dimensions was the publishing company that I owned, yes.
Yes. So, I mean, I think that you did definitely help pave the way there with bringing that stuff to the public, you know, via that.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually wrote an article for Romantic Times about the emerging subgenre of psychic fiction way back when it was first starting. And in my books, what I try to do is with my characters, I give them abilities that I am familiar with or that I have experienced, and then I try to let you see through the character's eyes what it feels like to have these kinds of abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not always, you know, fun and games. You know, the first time I saw something that didn't belong in this world, I was like, okay, wait a minute, you know, this is just too freaky for me, and I'm like the world's biggest skeptic, and I'll be the first one to say, if I don't see it, I'm probably not going to believe it, but, you know, things happen, and I kind of had to learn that the hard way, just because I'm just hard-headed.
Now, with there's like a huge, huge surge of like paranormal shows from Hollywood on all the different channels.
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever watch those? Do they make you mad? Are there any that you think are right on?
Well, of the ones I've seen, now I don't get to watch TV very often. When I do, I try to catch those types of shows just because that's what I'm interested in. Medium, when it was on, the first time that I watched that show, I sat there and I'm like, you know, she's dead on the money. That's exactly how it is. So with that one show, I can say, yes, I think that's very accurate. The rest of the shows, you know, because I have 3 kids and horses and everything else, I really don't have a lot of time to watch TV, so I really couldn't comment on those because I haven't been able to sit down and watch them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually haven't watched the one that you said. I do know, though, from a commercial that it has the Patricia Arquette in it, right?
Yes, that's
okay, see, are we impressed with my knowledge of something on TV
you
today?
You knew more than I did.
1990.
Yeah, that is amazing. You knew more about it than I did.
Thank you. Yes, I'm in the 80s. I can tell you anything.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Now, let's see. Again, listener call in number 646-595-3998, New York number. And supposedly you can contact us by clicking to talk. I would do the chat room personally, because if you do, I don't even know how to get you on here. Hey, I'm honest. To a point, to a fault, right? But no, let's see, what else we talk about? Your horses, you are big into that. Now, how many do you have?
We have 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's my husband. I wanted to adopt a quarter horse, and I found a quarter horse, and we adopted her. And she ended up having something wrong with her that it was in her genetic line, and she got very dangerous. We couldn't keep her. But when we had her, my husband, she needed a friend, you know, because horses are herd animals. So my husband decides he loves Frisians, so we bought a baby Frisian. And I keep telling him, you know, this has to be a past life cell memory or something, because the first time I saw him with a Frisian, we went and looked at one, and this man has never been around horses. I grew up with them. he goes out, he takes this, you know, 16 hands, 3 inches horse, and takes her by the lead rope and starts going out through the yard. And I'm going, what is he doing? And he just fell in love with the breed. And they're really noble, very calm horses. And we've got, you know, babies right now. We've got 2 foals, and we've got 2 yearlings, and then we've got 3 mares. And we've got 1 little colt, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot of horses.
Our switchboard is, I need to interrupt you, our switchboard is completely lit up, and everyone waiting, I'm sorry, we will get to you.
Sure, go ahead.
We also have a question on the chat room, and
okay.
I'm going to go ahead with the first caller because she was in first. Here, let me grab her or him. I'm sorry, I don't know which you are. These buttons are killing me.
Okay. Double-click it.
Oh.
Double-click it, and it works.
You would think, huh? No, no.
Oh, I had to learn that the hard way.
Hi,
I mean,
welcome to Raven Radio. I am so sorry I can't work a button. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Calling?
It's Renee.
Oh, hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
You have a question for Melissa?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know how this works, so I don't know what you
just,
need.
Whatever your question is, just ask away.
Will my daughter grow up okay?
Okay, see, that's one I can't read because I'm going to read. I can't read your kids.
Oh.
So
she won't read somebody who's not you.
Without their permission or, you know, even if it's mother and child. Children, I don't read under the age of 18 to begin with just because of legalities.
Okay, well,
I don't. Well, let me clarify something else. I don't do medical readings either because I'm not a doctor, and I just don't do them. But you can ask something else.
And you want to know about a past life?
What?
Do you want to know about a past life? Or?
Okay, I can ask this question. Am I raising her right? Am I doing right?
Yes. Yes, and the things that you're questioning, you need to stop doubting yourself because the things that you are doing for her are most definitely the correct way to go. Now, also, in 6 months, you're going to find something new is going to be presented to you. And this new, I don't know what to call it, thing, I'll call it a thing, but this new thing or method or whatever it is, it will be something that will be very beneficial, but it's not going to come for 6 months. So when in 6 months, when something is presented to you and you're like, you know, don't be too quick to blow it off because it will be helpful.
Great, thanks.
Okay, does that help?
Yeah.
And
I could
have told you you're doing good with her. She's an amazing young girl. I've heard her talk in the background when we've talked on the phone before. You're doing well, Renee.
Thanks.
Okay, and we'll go ahead and take the next one. Thanks for calling in, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
Sure.
We're going to go ahead to the chat room. She wants to know, or he wants to know, I'm sorry, I don't know, what does she find the most difficult thing about reading for people?
Well, I'm like, I have this thing about being accurate. I think if I can't be accurate when I'm reading, then I shouldn't be doing this. Because of that, I did free readings online for 2 years. And the only thing I asked for people to do was, you know, let me know if I was accurate or not. I think the hardest thing is when people try to trick me, like they purposefully try to pull one out of the hat or, for instance, I had, and usually I don't remember readings unless it was a key learning experience for me, and this particular time it was. I was doing chat readings, and since after this I stopped, but I was trying to read for the person, and it ended up being that everything I was getting, they were saying, no, 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 that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. And I'm like, what is the problem here? Well, it finally came to surface is that they were asking me to read a live, they were presenting the person as alive, and it was a child, and they had died.
Oh.
Now, you know, when you're dealing with something, because I kept getting that the child had passed, and they're like, no, no, no. Well, what it was is they were in denial, and after that, I decided, you know what, if people are going to purposefully try to trick me, then I'm not going to read for people that will do that. So I put on my website, you know, if you're only going to try this just to try to prove me right or prove me wrong, just don't bother, because it's a waste of my time and yours, because it messes up the reading. When you're blocking yourself, it's hard for me to read your energy. So I would think that is the hardest. Now, it's also a lot of responsibility involved in doing psychic readings. There's a lot of frauds out there that will very quickly take your money and then try to scare you to death so that you order more readings, which I think is totally bogus and wrong, and I really, that grates on my nerves worse than anything. So I guess that would be the hardest thing for me, is to make sure that I stay accurate and that, you know, I'm not getting a conflicting person that's just trying to trick me into doing a reading.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that on there.
Yeah, thanks.
Now I'll hurry up and say the number, then we'll get to the next caller. The call-in number is 646-595-3998. If you're sick of hearing me say that, raise your hand. And I know, like, every hand in an office just went up.
You're saying everyone in an office is listening to us.
They better be,
don't
damn it.
Let the boss know.
Okay.
I'm getting into trouble.
Welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. My name's Tracy. I'm in Florida.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Hi. Well, hi, Melissa. Thank you for doing this. This is really fun.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, I just wanted to ask. My husband and I just put our house on the market today,
mm-hmm.
and we're coming into a time of really big life transitions, and I'd love to know if the direction we're headed is the right one, and if you have any vibes about how long it's going to take to sell the house, I'd also love to hear them.
Yeah, I wish. I wish they could sell mine, too. No, the market down here, and this is not a psychic reading, it's just the market down here is really tight right
it
now.
Is. It is.
So I'd say the first thing that's coming to me is 6 months, and I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but, you know, that's what I'm getting. So,
okay.
Now, are you planning to move out of Florida?
Yes.
Okay, because that's going to be a good move from you. and it's going to be colder. Where are you going?
Minnesota.
Yeah, there
good
you go.
Good job.
Yeah, this is a good thing for you guys. There's going to be you're going to have a new opportunity. It's going to be a job that you're not going to expect, because you're not really going to be looking when you get there, but it's a job that's going to come to you, and it has to do I see a lot of books around you. It's either you're going to be working in a library, or there's something with a lot of books around you.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Wait, I want that job.
Yeah, I do too. I just want
to
roll
in. Can we switch?
am I writing the books or am I working with the books?
Well, it could be the writing too, but what I see is there's working with books,
mm-hmm.
there's books and there's files too.
Okay.
Like, you know how in a doctor's office how they have those rows of files?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm seeing those and the books.
Oh, okay.
So, but if you're working on writing a book, you need to continue that
mm-hmm.
A year and 2 months before you're published.
Okay. I am already, but I have a bigger one I'm planning.
With that
so
one.
Is it that one?
The one you're working on now.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you.
Good.
I want an update on that too. We're gonna want to hear when you do so that we can like have you on here and be really excited.
It's not a paranormal, is that okay?
That's fine.
That's the only way I know if I'm accurate or not is when people come back to me and say, oh, this happened, you know, or, oh, that happened.
Yeah, we're all for excuses on opening a keg. We'll take anything.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool. Well, I wrote this all down, so I will definitely try to get in touch with you and let you know.
Yes, and thank you for calling in.
Yes,
thank you, Tracy, and good luck with your move.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Do we have more callers waiting, or
we did.
Have time for questions?
Yeah, we did, and they bailed since, so the lines are now free. Anyone wanting to call in, 646-595-3998, or you can ask in the chat room. And in the meantime, we can pester Melissa, which is all ours.
Well, I had a question of just interest for me.
Sure.
You're talking, you know, about animals, horses, so of course you're an animal lover,
mm-hmm.
like I am. And, you know, you see those shows on, like, Animal Planet for Pet Psychic, and I know I'm going back to the TV, but my question is, in your experiences, can you do psychic readings for animals?
Yes, definitely.
And is their psychic energy like humans, or how are they the
same?
To
me, it's the same. Yeah, to me, it's basically the same. I can give you a prime example, and this isn't a really great story, but this is, you know, it shows I tend to doubt myself unless people come back and say, okay, yeah, that's right. But I've also been told that the self-doubt with the readings is one of the things that makes me accurate. And so I don't really, you know, try to get rid of that. I let it stay there. Well, recently we had a guy working at our barn, and one of our mares was just losing weight, losing weight, losing weight, losing weight. And every time I went over there and I stood near her, I'd get this overwhelming just, it was just like wrapped around me of I'm hungry. And I'd always feed her. And I tell her, upper food, because she has a new foal, and this is her first foal, and we thought that the baby was really just pulling her down. So we decided that we were going to go ahead and wean the baby early because she was just getting, I mean, she felt terrible. See, I'm saying like she felt. but it ended up, we ended up firing the guy, and the first week after he was gone, she gained 70 pounds back.
Wow.
It ended up being that he was starving her, and I don't know why. You know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, you want to kick them from here to Mars, but I should have, see, and then I blame myself because I should have listened to her. And I did. I argued with them. I'm like, okay, you guys, we need to feed her more. No, no, she's getting this, she's getting that, she's getting this. But she was telling me I'm hungry. And so had I listened to her more, I probably could have caught it sooner.
So
and
was he just malicious, or was he eating her food?
Well, no, he was not feeding her. And he was feeding everybody else, but he wasn't feeding her. We found out later he had a drinking problem that we didn't know about and that was hidden from us beforehand. And had we known that, we would have probably never hired him, just because you don't want to hire somebody who has as severe of a problem as he did to take care of your animals. You know, I love my animals. I'm over there every day. You know, it's, and anyway, but when you're reading an animal like that, the energy is going to feel, you know, to me it feels the same. To other people it may not. Now, sometimes I hear them, like with her, I just felt it. It just like wrapped around me. Sometimes I hear them, you know, thinking. I don't know if that makes sense. But I hear them thinking, you know, what's wrong. You know, so
that's just amazing. Well, we can get back to that in a second. I think we've got another caller online.
Sure.
Me too. Just give me
we don't want to make them wait while I ask animal
questions. No. Interrupt me anytime because, you know, I'm a motor mouth, so.
Welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mandy. It's Jennifer. How are
you? Hi, Janet. How are you?
I finally made it through.
Yes, you
Hey, Jennifer.
My Vonage phone totally hates the Raven Radio.
Oh, no.
I called them ahead of time.
They're not in service.
Yeah.
This number not in service. I was like, oh, no. But I just had a general question. Like, I've recently gone back to school, and I'm trying to decide whether or not the career I've chosen is right for me.
Is it something medical? Are you doing something with nursing or something that's around?
Oh, no. It's paralegal.
Oh, okay. All right. The paralegal, I think, is going to go fine for you, but there's something else with nursing, not specifically maybe nursing as a career, but there's something else you're supposed to be doing as far as the medical. I don't know what this is. Wait a minute. Okay. Your guide's with me. And her name is, if I sound like I'm pausing, it's because I'm listening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to spell this because I can't say it. A-R-G-U-M-E-N-T-A. It almost sounds like argumentative. Argumenta.
That sounds like you'd be her guide.
Yeah, right. And she's telling me that you're going to be, the career that you're going for, I mean, I don't know if you're going to change your mind, or how far are you into this program? Is this
No, I just started. It's the first semester, actually.
Okay, because I think you might end up changing later.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you'd like this area, but you're going to change to something that's a little more focused. Maybe it's some kind of medical, like medical law. Do they have that?
Actually, yeah, they do. They have paralegals that are in medical.
Okay, maybe that's the direction you might want to check out. Because I'm seeing, like, nursing, and I'm seeing that you're going to change something like third year? Is it a 2 year program?
Yeah, it's a 2 year program, but I'm only going part time because I've got 3 kids.
Oh, okay. So it might take you 3 years to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's helpful or not.
Yeah, actually it is because, you know, I'm sitting here in class and I'm thinking I really don't want to work in an attorney's office because
mm-hmm.
I live in a town and I know everybody, so I, like, know all their deep, dark secrets. And I'm
right.
Like, yeah, buddy, I know what you did.
Did you want to ask me something else?
I don't know.
Because I sense another question niggling back there that has nothing to do with career.
No, I guess it's just a question about my mom. I lost her years ago, and it just, it still weighs heavily on me, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with 3 daughters, she never got,
hello?
She never got to meet any of my kids. She passed away when I was 18, and, you know, it's just...
Well, she's around you. She's around your kids. What's the deal with brownies?
Brownies?
Did she make you brownies?
Oh, that was our guilt food. We'd go
okay.
to the store and we'd munch on brownies and watch a movie or whatever.
Okay, all right then. Yeah, I'm sitting here freezing right now because she's with you. I feel her right here right now, and she is watching over you and your daughters, and she has met your daughters because she's there with you all the time. And she says she loves you very much and that stop worrying because you're worrying about things, and you know how you get when you worry, because then you're going to get stressed out, and then you're going to get sick, and then you're going to... Now, honey, just listen, okay? Now, you got to listen to your mom. Okay, I'm just passing this along, okay?
Yeah, that's kind of... I've lost 20 pounds in the last month due to worry, so...
Okay, see, she's worried you're going to get sick. So just, she's there with you. So don't let her passing hold you back, and she feels like you're allowing that to hold you back because you, she's like, she knows you, she's like, I just have to talk like her. I know you miss me, honey, and I'm here, and I want you just to stay strong. And don't worry because I'm watching out for you. And so is Michael. Who's Michael? I don't know if she means guardian angel Michael, but you have a Michael around you.
Actually, one of my best friends, his name is Michael.
Okay. All right, well, then that makes sense, see? When I do readings and spirit shows up, if I'm doing them online, I never edit anything because... Just like what just happened right there, that makes sense to you. It makes no sense to me because I'm thinking guardian angels, and you're like, no, that's my best bud. Okay, but when I do readings, I try to just pass it along as I get it without putting my own interpretation to it.
Yeah.
Well, did you hide something recently in the house? Did you hide something from your kids because they were getting into something?
Yeah.
She said you need to move it because they figured it out.
Lovely.
Okay. So just move it. If they haven't already gotten it figured out, then they're gonna. So you, like in the next couple, 3 days, move it. Okay?
Okay. I'll move it now while I'm really
okay,
tell you, I'm famous for forgetting something.
she's sending you a hug. And I don't know if you can feel it. She's going to send you a really warm hug and just let you know that she's going to be around, but she's going to disconnect from me. So
Okay. She's
with you now, and if you feel warmth or pressure around you anywhere, that's her just hugging you because she loves you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're
thanks
welcome.
Thanks for calling, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, I got to get back to class.
Okay.
Told you I was going to skip a class.
All right. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Calling, Jennifer.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and one more time, listener call-in number is 646-595-3998. It's a New York number. You can also ask questions on the chat that's going on live. And 646-595-3998. That was very touching.
Yeah, it was. I'm just sitting there going, aw.
I know, I was too.
And then you said Mom talked about brownies, and I was like, aw.
Well, I was sitting here. You know, when I do
chocolate messages.
When I do readings and spirit shows up like that, it's like you ever get chills and you've got goosebumps from head to toe?
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know that it's the truth. You know, that's when you know that it's the person that's showing up. And I was sitting here freezing the whole time I was relaying that message. So that was very good. That's
Oh my, we were smile.
Are there callers online? Or
no,
can I?
No. There's actually no more on the line right now, and
okay,
currently
great.
There are no questions in the chat yet. So
okay. Well, I was going to bring back the animal thing again because I just found it so fascinating.
Okay.
I have to know. Do animals have past lives, and do people's past lives ever inter? Like, you know, sometimes they're animals, sometimes they're not. Kind of like,
he wants to know if she was a goat last time.
Well, you know, there's some, you know, like belief systems that, you know, people can be reincarnated as, you know, spiders or depending
well,
on
you know,
how they
there are different beliefs like that, and some, you know, everybody has their different beliefs. I personally think you don't mix it up. I think animals can reincarnate as animals, but I don't think an animal is going to come back as a person or a person is going to be an animal. That's just my personal belief.
Do they generally say the same type of animal?
I think they can, but I think they can change too. For instance, one of our horses, Klosky, when I first met her, I walked up to the stall and she had just gotten there. I wasn't there when she got off the truck. And they put her into the stall, and they had the little feed bin open, and I walked up, and I looked at her, and I'm like, hey, Klosky. She looked at me, walked over, and threw her head over my shoulder and went, ah. And I'm like, okay. And she's really always been connected to me. Now, I was outside cleaning the turnout one day, and she just came, and she stood right in the doorway, and she had her head up really tall, and she's a big horse. I mean, she's like 16'3". And I just had a total flashback of when she used to guard me in a past life in that same manner. And she was my horse then, and I think that's why there's such a connection now. But I remembered that, and it was really cool that I remembered it just looking at her. I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, that's just fascinating. I was just curious about that because we were talking about animals. That question popped into my head.
See, this blew my theory that my husband was a sloth in his past life, though. It totally blew the theory.
Well, maybe he's a sloth in this one. Poor guy.
He can't catch a break with me.
That's fun.
No,
you were a lizard.
Actually, that's my nickname.
Something toxic. That's what I want to have been. Thank you very much.
Poisonous little tree frog.
That's why I love him so much. Oh, my gosh. So, it's again, listeners, you can call him at 646-595-3998. Melissa, can you take a second to let them know where they can find you throughout the web and that when you're not on here?
Oh,
they know
sure.
You have your own radio show and all that good stuff.
Yeah, my author website is melissa.com, but it's with two A's, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-A.com. And then I do psychic readings at apsychichaven.com. Basically, that's where you find me.
Now, you also have, you know, the radio show that you do.
Right.
That you have
Talk Radio.
On. Right. And, yes, a little bit about that and where they can find it.
It's blogtalkradio.com and then / Melissa Alvarez.
Okay.
And I have links to everything that I do. Like, we have two paranormal groups that I took over from Sally about a year ago now. The links to those are on my psychic site at apsychichaven.com. And then all my books and everything else are linked up on melissa.com. Now, because I write as Ariana Dupree, I have that domain too. So if somebody's looking for me, they can go arianadupree.com and it'll take you right to, you know, the same site. So.
Excellent.
And how
all you got to do is Google me, find me everywhere.
How many books have you written? I guess fiction-wise, because I know you've been on
fiction. Fiction, I've got Night Visions that's out. I've got a story in an anthology with Eden Robbins and Karen McCullough, which is coming out on December 13th. That's called Beneath a Christmas Moon. Mm-hmm. And that is a paranormal, my story, and there's a paranormal romantic suspense that takes place on Miami Beach at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Talgorian Prophecy, which is coming out, is on Valentine's Day of 2008, actually. And that is also paranormal romantic suspense, but it has shapeshifters in it. So it's a little different, you know, type of paranormal romantic suspense, but it still has all those elements in it.
And are they all with the same publisher?
All of those are with Caradwyn, yes.
Okay, so Caradwyn Press.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have how many nonfiction?
Well, the nonfiction books that I've written are now out of print. I have one that I submitted and I was offered a contract on, but I ended up turning down the contract because just between talking to the editor and everything, it might be bigger than what they could do with it at this point in time. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that yet. I've got a couple of options with it, but it's very unique. I'm actually trademarking the process and the name and everything because there's nothing like it on the market right now. So I can't really say a lot about that, but, you know, that's in the works for early next year.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, while there's still no callers, I'm just going to be selfish, and I don't have a question for you, but if you're bored and you have nothing better that you would like to do,
sure,
you
go ahead.
Feel free to tell me anything you want about myself. Yeah. That's it.
Okay, Michelle, that was you, right?
No, that was Mandy. Yeah.
Mandy, okay, see, I don't know your voices clearly yet. Okay, Mandy, what area do you want me to look to? Anything, or?
How about, goodness, past?
Past lives, or? Past?
Yeah, that works, yeah. I know we talked briefly about it before, so, yeah. I don't want to know. I'm one of those people who I really don't want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Seriously, so far I've been that rosy. I don't want to know.
That's fine. Okay, I'm going back to what I'm seeing is Greek, is Greece, and I knew you then.
Oh, cool.
Sorry. You were. Yeah, it's okay.
I feel really bad for her right now. I'm just kidding.
There was this just totally clicked with it. A few years ago, I met a girl, and we remembered a past life where we were scholars in Greece. You were one of the other scholars that worked with us. And your specialty, though, was language. Like, you were working on developing different aspects of the language. There was neighboring, I don't know my geology history, but anyway, there was neighboring areas to this part of Greece where you were developing their language, too, and you were, like, making charts of this and putting everything into its place and filing it and making sure that it was there for history so people would remember. But you were also developing new words and new ways to put the languages together.
So basically, Mandy hasn't changed from her past life.
Okay,
so
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah, that was a nice version. I was going to really tease you, but I don't want Melissa to think I'm making fun of her readings when I'm just making fun of you.
No. So does that fit?
Yeah, Michelle will call me and she'll go, I need this fictitious land name. Can you make one up? Because I love blending languages.
Oh, really?
And,
okay.
And yeah, she'll go like, and okay, but it has a Latin root with an Italian twist.
Yeah.
And we'll just take the last word French, and it could have come from this such and such region. But origin,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay, I just need the name.
I don't need its background.
I'll get like a 30-page dissertation on where it came from.
Oh, wow. Oh, and while I'm still connected to that, you were a man in that lifetime.
I told you, Michelle.
You're a man in this one.
With breasts. And I was just, wait, did I mark as explicit? Because I was going to go further. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really.
You were like
sense.
Scholarly, and I was probably like, you know, working on the aqueduct.
You were the peasant wanting pennies, and I was like, what is it, dinars? Was that what it was in Greece? I can't remember.
I lived in a leper colony.
You want to know?
Yes, please tell her.
At the time, sure.
I don't know if you want to know.
You can whisper to me later, Melissa.
Okay. I'll email you that
Greece,
later.
It's fine.
It's not like
because in my, okay, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
You were a prostitute in the brothel.
No, no. You're
no, let me go through.
I'm
going
to go online. I'm going to tell you, and then if you want to say, you can say.
It's fine.
We're going to need for me to take a potty break if I keep laughing.
All right, I'm going into
We'll just
your
let
chat
the readers imagine what it is.
Hmm?
And we'll just let, you know, the listeners just imagine what
it is. Okay, but I'm
going to
go into your chat and I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay, well, I have to figure out the chat room then.
Okay, wait a minute, let's see. I got to find your chat. Where is your chat? What was that?
What happened?
No clue.
The gods have spoken. They don't want us to know.
No, that's another thing Sally and I always joke about. She's a dear friend of mine. Anytime I'm on the phone or she's on the phone with me, we get so much static. It's like a running joke that, you know, if we ever were at the same place at the same times, we'd probably blow out all the light bulbs. Okay, let's see.
Well, there's people in the chat room, so if it's that personal, you can just email me later.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll email you.
Now she's worried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you haven't changed a bit, Michelle. You're a moron then you are now.
No. See, I have to send it to you right now because otherwise you're going to be like, I got to know what it is. Sending it to your email.
Okay.
This has left me to continue to guess things. She was the person who went behind and cleaned up the leper body parts.
Nope. Go check your email, Michelle.
Okay, I will hear.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I have a question. Do I have too many pets?
No.
Oh, I was nodding emphatically, but then I was nodding to the horsewoman, so I knew I was going to lose the battle.
Well, no, and there's two more coming to you.
Oh, great.
But they're little pets. They're small. Like, not. I don't want to say lizard, but they're small pets, like little like that.
Okay, give me 1 second, guys. They're saying that they're having a problem hearing the show. Apparently,
open by email. It was your whore.
My whore, I love it.
Okay, yeah, Melissa didn't say whore. She said lover. She was delicate, but I opened it and I couldn't resist.
As long as I wasn't your sister in that life as well, we're good. Yeah. Okay, I have a favor to ask out there. If you can hear the show still, can
Yes, just keep going the way you're going. You're doing right.
Excellent. And thank you. That was a good question. Does anyone else have any more? Because we're going to click off this one in a moment and call back in for, I only set it for 15 minutes because I don't want to hold Melissa up. I know she's busy.
I'm not doing anything. You can set it for a half hour if people want to talk. I don't care.
if you guys don't,
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I have to figure out how to change it.
You're confusing Mandy with the controls.
Just go under segments and then pick your links and then just do it. Set it for, I think they start, if you set it for 12, if you do it now, well, I don't know if you can do it until this one hangs up. We might have to start at 12:15 because I think that you have to give it a few minutes. I don't think they'll let you start it right after the other one.
Okay.
Well, we will be back then in just a few minutes. Just watch the site and I'm sure it'll come up. It's about to click us off here, I think.
Yes.
And if something goes wrong, we did want to thank Melissa for joining us today and for
coming back.
Yes.
And be ready to call in with your questions.
Do you have the number in front of you, Michelle? Because I clicked off.
Yes. Unless they change the number, you might want to watch the screen.
I don't think that they will. I think it's been
They won't change the number.
Okay, good. The call-in number is 646-595-3998.
Okay. And I will meet you ladies back on here in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to y'all then.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.